Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for 4th September to 10th, 2010. As Palestinians and Israelis start direct peace talks, Palestinians demand settlement freeze in order to continue with the talks, and the settlers set up assaults against Palestinian civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let us begin our weekly report, as usual, with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank. This week, villagers from Al-Walaja, Southern West Bank, and Bala'in, Central West Bank, organized their weekly anti-wall protests. In other villages who organize weekly nonviolent protests, the villagers decided to visit their relatives on the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr to promote integrity and to support each other instead of the direct action for this week. In the West Bank village of Al-Walaja near Bethlehem, hundreds of the villagers gathered near the construction site of the wall and held the holiday prayer in the early hours of Friday morning to protest the confiscation of their land by the Israeli authorities and the construction of the wall. During the activities, the sheikh of the village spoke to the crowd about the need to continue with the nonviolent demonstrations and to resist the wall until it is removed. The Israeli military was present, however, they did not interrupt the protest. Elsewhere, dozens of Palestinians, along with international and Israeli supporters, marched in the village of Bala'in after Friday's noon prayer to protest the construction of the annexation wall on their lands. As protesters arrived near the gate of the wall, Israeli troops fired a number of tear gas canisters at them, causing a number of protesters to choke. The wounded were treated by field medics. Staying in Bala'in, the Spanish Parliament followed the footsteps of the EU and the Desmond Tutu of the Elders and joined the rising tide of international criticism over Abu Rahma's conviction of incitement by an Israeli military court. Abu Rahma, the coordinator of the Bala'in Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements, was sentenced to 2 years in jail time. He was arrested by the military on December of 2009. Abu Rahma activist was acquitted of 2 out of 4 charges brought against him in the indictment, stone throwing and a ridiculous and vindictive arms possession charge. The court did, however, find Abu Rahma guilty of 2 of the most draconian anti-free speech articles in military legislation, incitement and organizing and participating in illegal demonstrations. It did so based only on testimonies of minors who were arrested in the middle of the night and denied their right to legal counsel and despite acknowledging significant ills in their questioning. Commenting on the Israeli court verdict, Human Rights Watch said that this raises grave due process concerns. As Israelis and Palestinians start direct peace talks, Palestinians complain of Israel's ongoing settlement activities in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Israeli leaders insist that Israel has the right to build settlements, an issue that might end the direct peace talks on the end of September. The details with IMEMC's George Rishmawi.
The end of September might be the end of peace talks if Israel refuses to extend the settlement freeze, the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said earlier this week. President Abbas was quoted as saying, quote, "This was made clear to President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton and to the Israeli Prime Minister, and I told him, you have to know that if you don't continue with the settlement freeze, we will leave these negotiations." End quote. In the meantime, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his Minister of Defense Ehud Barak clearly indicated that Israel will not renew the settlement freeze. On his part, Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman vowed to act against any decision to freeze settlement activities on the occupied Palestinian territories, including occupied East Jerusalem. In an interview with the Israeli radio, Lieberman said that his party, Israel Beitanu, in English, Israel Our Home, has enough power in the government to prevent any decision against settlement activities. On the other hand, local observers maintain that despite Israel's declaration of a settlement freeze, there was no real freeze. During the claimed 10-month freeze, Israeli settlements watchdog Peace Now reported 492 violations of the freeze. Based in part on aerial photographs, the group said construction had begun on at least 600 housing units in 60 different settlements. Palestinian legislator Dr. Mustafa Barghouti stated that while Israel is heading to peace talks with the Palestinians, its government continues its illegal settlement activities in the occupied West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. The Palestinian president has also made some critical statements regarding the borders of the future Palestinian state. He said that he informed the Israeli and American diplomats that the border issue is more important than security issue. He added that his approach to borders would begin with the 1967 lines and demarcating a Palestinian state from there. Quote, once we have the borders set, we can find a solution for Jerusalem, the water issue, and the settlements, end quote. He said and added that the issue of refugees would be tackled in the next round, warning that he is willing to resign if asked to give up the rights of Palestinian refugees. In the meantime, tension between the two major Palestinian parties was heightened after the Palestinian Authority security forces arrested around 750 Hamas members and affiliates in the West Bank. Hamas issued a statement warning the Palestinian Authority of continuing these arrests and called upon its members and supporters in the West Bank to resist the arrest. The arrest campaign came shortly after Hamas claimed responsibility for the deadly attack against Israeli settlers last week, which claimed the lives of four Israeli settlers, and another attack in which two settlers were wounded. For IMEMC.org, this is George Rishmawi.